Now we have Carla Brissard with us, and he's from Catholic Answers Live. It's great to have Catholic Answers on. They're out from California, so it's a good time of day to get them in the afternoon. They're kind of sleepy in the morning for the morning show. Carla, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Father. Thank you for having me.
I hope you're wide awake.
I am wide awake. Indeed, I am.
Wonderful. Well, listen, you know, one of the things that when I was in the seminary, we would always try to stump people with questions, you know, because Father's supposed to have all the answers. And the one we would always get is this quintessential one. Why do bad things happen to good people? You know, why does evil happen? And how does Christianity answer that question?
Right. Yeah, this is one of the major obstacles to belief in God, the problem of evil. I think, Father, the first thing is what I point out in my book. I actually devote three chapters in my book, Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church, to the problem of evil, two of which deal with the intellectual problem of how to reconcile an all-good God in the existence of evil, and one of which deals with the emotional problem, which is simply trying to pastorally share the light that Christianity shines in the midst of the darkness of suffering to protect one from the death grip of despair and depression. And I think, Father, when it comes to the philosophical approach, we can at least show philosophically that the presence of evil in the world in no way counts against God's goodness. Precisely because God, if he exists, is infinite in power, infinite in knowledge, there is no good that he couldn't bring about in order to outweigh the evil permitted. So just as I, as a father, have the power to stop my wife from inflicting physical pain on my kids when she's cleaning out their bobos, right? And notice she's doing it, not me, because I pass out at the sight of blood.
Yes.
Whatever, I have the power to stop her. But even though I choose not to, Father, that in no way counts against my goodness as a father, because I am aware of the greater good that will come about from my permission of that temporary physical evil that is allowed to be inflicted. Similarly, just because God permits evil, even though whether it be moral evil, such as sin, or physical evil, such as suffering, in no way counts against his goodness, because, as St. Thomas Aquinas taught, there will be a greater good that he will draw forth from his permission of it. Or perhaps there would be a greater good that would be lost if he would stop the evil. Now, somebody might say, well, I can't see any greater good that will come about from some evil that is permitted. And that is true. We might not be able to see or know of a greater good that will be brought about. But it doesn't follow from that that there is no greater good. In fact, we would expect not to know of a greater good given our limitations of time and space, given the limitations of our intellect as finite, intelligent beings, when God is infinite, we would expect not to know his ways and his providential plan of how, as St. Paul says in Romans 8:28, he orders all things to the good for those who believe in him, which, Father, brings up the next point, and that is the Christian perspective of evil. And that is to say that Jesus Christ comes and reveals to us that he does not intend to leave humanity to wallow in the negativity, in the darkness of suffering, but that he comes to shine a light in the midst of that darkness, namely that the discordant note of suffering in the symphony of human experience, he takes that discordant note and creates a whole new symphony. And that is what we call in our Catholic tradition of redemptive suffering, that our suffering, when endured in and through and with our Blessed Lord, can have a salvific value to it, not only for ourselves, but also for others, so that our suffering can actually be a means by which we can be heroic in virtue of laying down our own lives, giving up our own lives in the forms of suffering for the sake of others. So just like a soldier might lay down his life on the battlefield for the freedom of others, we can lay down our own lives through our sufferings offered up to God in love of Jesus Christ for the freedom of others to be free from sin.
Yes, that's why oftentimes when people ask me that question, I simply do one thing. I simply point to the crucifix. The Christian response to the question of evil is Christ dying on the cross. You mentioned the whole thing of the light. The crucifix for us, Jesus crucified, is the light because they thought it was extinguished, but on the third day he was raised. And in that saving action, in that, as you say, self-abandonment to God's plan, that he brings us new life.
Well, Father, the resurrection is the definitive revelation that all suffering will be redeemed. And no matter how tragic our suffering is in this life, it's not ultimately tragic, because Jesus has the victory.
Thank you, Carlo. Your book is wonderful. And again, it's Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. I hope to have you on again soon.
Thank you, Father. I hope so as well. God bless you.